Once you are listening, you are connected. Once you are listening, you are connected. First Kings chapter 19, the verse number 4. Let me share this word with you. This is a very deep thing that the Lord was teaching me today. First Kings chapter 19, the verse number 4, reading through to verse 7. First Kings chapter 19. Then Elijah went on alone into the wilderness. Then Elijah, you can counsel Elijah and put your name there. And then Nana Joa went on alone into the wilderness. And then Rhoda went on alone into the wilderness. And then Mr. Kobe went on alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. Listen to this. Some of us have gotten to a certain stage in our lives. We are walking on into the wilderness alone. Follow carefully. We are walking on into the wilderness alone, traveling all day, all by yourself. You alone, which means you are in a difficult place in your life. You are in a place in your life where nothing seems to make sense. You are in a place in your, or at a point in your life where nothing seems to be moving smoothly. You seem not to have control over your own self, not to have control over your own mind, not to have control over your own thinking, not to have control over your own prayer life, your own spiritual life, not to have control over your own assets, over your own ministry, over your own business, over your own relationship, not to have control. Somebody under the sound of my voice has gotten to a stage in their lives. Nothing seems to make sense at all. Nothing is moving smoothly. Nothing is moving according to plan. Everything seems to be jumbled up. Everything seems to be upside down. Everything seems to be so tough. When you look at your side, all you see is pain. When you look at your right, all you see is disappointment. When you look ahead, all you see is the slippery floor. When you look behind you, all you see are regrets and disappointments. I don't know if I am speaking to somebody. I am talking to somebody who has gotten to a pivotal point in their lives that has become so difficult. A tempting time in their life. Come on. I know somebody under the sound of my voice can relate to what I am sharing. Yes, you are the one I am talking to. Even the prophet Elijah, at a point in his life, the Bible said he got to a certain stage where he had to walk through the wilderness all by himself. Difficult times, trying times, unimaginable times, lonely moments. That is what I'm talking about. The Bible said he sat down under a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. The man of God had given up on everything. The man of God had given up on everything. The Bible said he sat down under a solitary tree, broom tree, and prayed that he might die. And the Bible said, he said, I have had enough, Lord. He said, I have had enough, Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors who have already died. In his case, his problem was fear. In his case, his problem was doubt. There is somebody listening to me right now. There is something you have had enough of. It could be a loss. It could be a regret. It could be a trying time. It could be poverty. It could be something. It could be anything that you feel like you have had enough, oh God. That you feel like praying to God, Lord, take my life. I am so done with this life. I am so done with the ministry. I am so done with my purpose. I am so done with my spiritual life. I am so done, oh God, with my prayer life. I have had enough. I cannot do it anymore.
floor. I want to throw in the towel. I am so done, Lord. I am so done. But if there is somebody like that under the sound of my voice, I came with the good news. We serve a living God who is not willing to give up on you yet. I know you feel like giving up, but the Lord is not ready to give up on you yet. The Lord is not going to let you go yet. The Lord is not just going to overlook you yet. The Lord is not going to look down on you yet. I know I am speaking to somebody. I know I am talking to somebody up. I know somebody is hearing my voice now.
Tonight is where you experience Jesus in a new way. You should.
I've had enough.
He's going to show you why they call him El Gibor.
I've had enough. You are not the only one feeling that same way. Elijah felt it too. Hear me. Verse 5, the Bible said, then he lay down and slept under the broom tree. But as he was sleeping, an angel touched him and told him, get up and eat. Get up and eat. In the case of Elijah, he was given literal food to eat. But there is somebody listening to me right now. What you need is to get up and feed on the word of God. To get up, feed on the word of God. To get up and feed on the word of God. Have some hope, somebody. Have some faith, somebody. Have some confidence, somebody. Have some Jesus, somebody. I don't know if you are hearing me, but you are the one I am speaking to. Do not give up yet. Get up and eat. Get up and eat. Get up and eat. I am a prophet. Elijah was a prophet. But Elijah got to a point where he said, I will not eat anymore. I will not drink anymore. I will not be happy anymore. But the angel tapped him and said, get up and eat. There is somebody listening to me right now. It might not be an angel tapping you, but the prophet Vincent is tapping you on your shoulder. I am tapping you. I am tapping you on your shoulder. I am tapping you on your back. I am here to make an announcement that get up and eat something. Do not give up yet. Do not. Do not give up yet. Do not give up yet. Do you think you are the only one who feels like giving up? Do you think you are the only one who feels you messed up? Do you think you are the only one who went against the will of God? Do you think you are the only one who sinned against God? Do you think you are the only one who normalized something that wasn't supposed to be? Get up. Capture somebody's name. Mention their names on the platform and say, Nanajua, get up and eat. Brokwa, get up and eat. Nancy, get up and eat. Am I speaking to somebody right now? Am I speaking to somebody right now? Work with me. Capture somebody's name. Mention their name and say, Beatrice, get up and eat. Jimmy, listen to me. The Bible said the prophet Elijah lay down and slept under the broom tree. But as he was sleeping, an angel touched him. I pray that you will be touched by the holy hands of God. Allow yourself to be touched. Allow yourself to be touched. Do not feel comfortable in that sin. Allow yourself to be touched. Do not feel okay in that wrongdoing. Allow yourself to be touched. I know you did it, but do not feel comfortable in it. Allow yourself to be touched. I know you messed up, but do not feel comfortable in that mess. Allow yourself to be touched. I know you went against God, but do not feel comfortable in it. Allow yourself to be touched. Allow yourself to be touched. Jimmy, I want to salute the presence of the man of God, my cousin, Apostle Gafui, bro. It's an honor to have you in the house. We are the verse 6 of 1 Kings chapter 19. He looked around, and there beside his head was some bread baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He looked around. Listen, some of you, the help you are looking for is here. But the problem is you are not looking around. I thought I was speaking to somebody. There are some of you under the sound of my voice. The help you are looking for is here, but you are just not looking around. The food you need is here. You are just not looking around. The message you are looking for is here. You are just not looking around. The encouragement, the counsel, the prophetic word you are looking for, it is here, but you are not making the effort. I want you to say after me, from today, I will make the effort. Say from today. Say from today, I will make the effort. Say from today, I will make the effort. I am showing you the secret to avert spiritual attack. The Lord was teaching, I've read this scripture a million times, and yet I never saw this until this afternoon. As the Lord was teaching me, I read it, I didn't see it. The Lord said, go and sleep. This revelation is not for it's not for people with their eyes open. This revelation wouldn't come to you with your eyes open. The Lord said, go and sleep and let me teach you. Look around. You find the food you are looking for. You find the prophetic word you are looking for. And that is the reason why many people are jumping from church to church to church to church to church to ministry to morning glory to Alpha Hour to NSPPD to midnight video to Adulam and jumping around and jumping here and there because you are not making the effort. That which you are looking for is right by you, but you are thinking, if I go here, I might get it. If I go there, I might get it. If I sleep here, I might get it. If I lay there, I might get it. But if only you looked around, you would find the food by you. Hear me. So he ate and drank. He ate and drank. The food that you are getting here, do not just look at the food. Eat that food and drink of it. Come on. The word that is being shared here, make sure you partake of the word. Apply the word. Live in the word. Live by the word. Listen, we do not come here and teach nonsense. We come here and teach the wisdom. And not just any wisdom, but the wisdom of God. I don't know if somebody is hearing me. I came to encourage somebody. If only you can feed on the word and drink the wine and drink the water, you shall be so full, you shall begin to see that which the Lord has prepared for you, that which the Lord has predestined for you. This is the gift of the Lord, from him to me, and from me to you. If only you are willing, then accept this food. Just accept this food. Just accept this food. Just accept this food. Just accept this food. Shout, Jesus threatens. Hear me. Hear me. Hear me. He ate and drank and lay down again. You see, the problem is not laying down again or feeling sleepy again or committing that sin again. Now, the problem is you are just not willing to work on that weakness. It is not shameful to have that weakness. It is not shameful to have that edge. It is not shameful to feel what you are feeling. It is not even shameful to fall into sin. It only becomes shameful when you decide to dwell in that sin. Listen to me carefully. And I don't want you to twist my words. You can fall into sin, That is not shameful. Yes, you will feel the shame, but that is not where the shame actually is. The shame is where you decide not to do anything about it. You are saying, I'm comfortable this way. There is nothing I can do about it again. I'm comfortable. That is where the shame is. The Bible said the prophet slept. The angel woke him up and said, get up and eat. And yet after eating and drinking, he slept again. But the Bible said the angel of the Lord came again. Listen, the Lord will always come again. The Lord will always come again to touch you again, to help you again, to support you again, to encourage you again. Follow carefully. The angel of the Lord came again and touched him and said, get up and eat some more. The reason you fell into the sin again was because the food you ate at first was not enough. What you need is more. Somebody say more. This is midnight vigil, but you need to hear this. This is midnight vigil, but you need to hear this. More. More. Yes, you have a little amount of the food in you, but please take more. Get up and eat some more. That is what the angel said. The only thing that will give you the capacity to overcome what you are going through is to feast on it the more, is to drink of the water the more, is to commune of the Lord the more, is for you to spend more time with the Lord, is for you to spend more, eat more, drink more, pray more, fast more, fast more, pray more, pray more. Do it more. It is not enough. Read the word more. Do it more. Do it more. The more you feed on the word, the more the edge dies out, dries out. The more your sin leaves your body, the more your weakness is overcome. Hear me. Get up. Eat some more. Or the journey ahead will be too much for you. Hear me. Let me tell you something. The only thing you need for the journey ahead is the food you take in. You will never be able to fulfill destiny until you feed the more, you eat the more, you pray the more, you fast the more, you read the word the more. Else you will never be able to make the journey ahead. Listen, anything you are doing today, do not think about how you are feeling. Think about the journey ahead. Look ahead. Think about the journey ahead and keep yourself from doing that. Keep yourself from staying there. Keep yourself from laying down. Keep yourself from weeping down. Keep yourself there. Focus on the journey ahead. Somebody say the journey ahead. The journey ahead. This is what you need to do to avert any kind of spiritual attack. What I am teaching you. This is what the Lord taught me today. The Lord only taught me this today. Verse 8, the Bible said, so he got up again and ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength. Listen, the food gave him enough strength. Let me ask you a question. God is there. God could have given Elijah any strength he needed. Why didn't God give him strength? But God decided to send an angel to bring him food that would give him strength. There is a reason why God has sent a prophet with a message, so that you can feast on that message. You can feast on that word, so that you can have some more strength, enough strength. Hear me. If you can take this word and take it by heart, if you can feed on this word and feed on it by heart, if you can accept this word and walk with that word and walk in that word, then you will have enough strength to travel for 40 days. The Bible said, after Elijah ate, he had enough strength and he was able to travel for 40 days and 40 nights. Anybody under the sound of my voice that is listening to this message right now, the Lord is about to give you a certain kind of strength that will help you travel for 40 days, for 40 weeks, for 40 months, for 40 years. For some of you, even if you never hear from me again, for the next 40 years of your life, you will walk with this word. You will walk by this word. You will walk in this word. Are you hearing me? For the next 40 days, you will be strong. For the next 40 weeks, you will be strong. For the next 40 months, you will be strong. But for some of you, for the next 40 years, even if you never hear from me on this earth again, you shall be strong. You shall be strong. You shall be strong. You, yes, you. You shall be strong. Are you hearing me, somebody? We are averting spiritual attacks, and this is what you ought to do to avert any kind of spiritual attacks, whether angelic or demonic, whether angelic or demonic. Are you hearing me? You shall overcome. You shall overcome. You shall overcome. You shall overcome. You, yes, you, yes, you, yes, you. I came to tell you, you are not weak. I came to tell you, you are not broken. I came to tell you, you are not rejected. I came to tell you, you are not abandoned. I came to tell you, hear me, somebody. Get up and begin to walk. Get up and begin to walk. In a little while, you shall begin to run. In a little while afterward, you shall begin to fly. You shall be given a new strength. You shall mount up with the wings of the eagle. Are you hearing me? I see people flying. I see people flying. I see people flying. I see people flying. Hear the word of the Lord. You shall fly over. You shall fly above. You are better than you used to be. You are stronger than you used to be. You are not broken. You, yes, you are not broken. Say, I am not broken three times. Say, I am not broken three times. Say, I am not broken. I am not broken. I am not broken. Hear me. May the Lord give you the strength you need to overcome any kind of attack you are going through. Throughout your life, may you never feel abandoned. May the presence of the Lord continually abide with you all the days of your life. The Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. The Lord loves you. God bless you so much. Those of you who do not know me, my name is Vincent Tremati. Hear me. Whether the devil likes it or not, I am the senior officer. This is what I want you to do. I want you to say your own name. Say my name and add your full name there. Say, no, let the devil know you know who you are. Say, my name is Vincent Tremati. Say, the devil needs to know we are not afraid. The devil needs to know we walk by faith and not by sight. It doesn't matter what I see. All I know is my God. My name is Vincent Tremati. I am not broken. I am not weak. I have not fallen. Oh, my lucky Loma Sulemate. Hear me. Now bring all your passports before the Lord. All your documents. Hard copies, soft copies. Just type in, I have them. Let me bless them. Hear me. This year, there are some of you under the sound of my voice. You are going to travel this year. just to rest on his promise. Let me just go through the name. Somebody says, my name is Kwesi Boateng Samo. God bless you, sir. Somebody says, my brother says, my name is Joseph Kafui. God bless you, sir. My name is Abrokwa Ajewa Dokas. God bless you, my dear. My name is Beatrice Kankam. Yamin Shrao. My name is Sabina Indo. God bless you so much. My name is Enoch Butri. Let the devil know you know who you are. My name is Mr. Kobina Ofurieje. Sir, let the devil know you know who you are. And say, after mentioning your name, say, I am not a secular. Say, I'm talking to all of you. Say, I am not weak. I am not full of sicknesses. I am not broken. I don't have a disease. I don't have any condition. My name is Rodatiwa Esuma. Share. We know who we are. Charlie. My name is Salome Asenso Fosua. Come on now. Hear me. Now get all your documents. Let me pray over them. Get all your documents. Let me pray over them. Lifted up my passport and I use my passport as a point of contact as I am holding it in my hands. I stretch forth my hands and I touch all your passports, all your documents, all your destiny helpers, all the people who have promised you. I make mention of each and every one of them. I touch every single one. Let the spirit of the Lord overshadow every single document, every single email, every single CV, every single visa, every single passport. And I declare, oh God, birth set. I pray, Ghana card. I pray, oh God, may the spirit of the Lord overshadow these documents, these people, and I command your breakthrough to start looking for you. I command your visa to start looking for you. I command your employment to start looking for you. I command your blessing to start looking for you. I command your next level to start looking for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.